नारायण श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 टाइटल टॉक्स बिटवीन नारदा एंड किंग प्रचीनाभरि टेक्स्ट नंबर 48 स्वम लोकम न विदुस्ते वै यत्र देवो जनार्दना आहुर्दुम् रोदियो वेदम् सकर्मकम् अथद्विधा ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद दोज हु आर लेस इंटेलिजेंट एक्सेप्ट द वेदिक रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनीज एज ऑल इन ऑल दे डू नॉट नो दैट The purpose of the Veda is to understand one's own home, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives. Not being interested in the real home, they are illusioned and search after other homes. Purport. Generally, people are not aware of their interest in life, to return home, back to Godhead. People do not know about the real home in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there are many Vaikuntha planets. And the topmost planet is Krishna Lok, Golok Vrindavan. Despite the so-called advancement of civilization, there is no information of the Vaikuntha Lokas, the spiritual planets. At the present moment, so-called advanced civilized men are trying to go to other planets. But they do not know that even if they go to the highest planetary system, Brahma Lok, they have to come back again to this planet. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna Mam Petya Tu Kaunteya Punar Janmana Vidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death takes place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. If one goes to the highest planetary system within this universe, he still has to return after the effects of pious activities are finished. Space vehicles may go very high in the sky, but as soon as their fuel is finished, they have to return to this earthly planet. All these activities are performed in illusion. The real attempt should now be to return home back to Godhead. The process is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Yanti mat yajno pimam. Those who engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead return home back to Godhead. Human life is very valuable and one should not waste it in vain exploration of other planets. One should be intelligent enough to return to Godhead. One should be interested in information about the spiritual Vaikuntha planets, and in particular the planet known as Golok Vrindavan, and should learn the art of going there by the simple method of devotional service, beginning with hearing, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Kale dosha nide rajan asti heko mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param rajet. Srimad Bhagavatam 12th canto 3rd chapter 51st verse. One can go to the supreme planet param rajet simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. This is specially meant for the people of this age. Kale dosha nide. It is a special advantage of this age that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna maha mantra, one can become purified of all material contamination and return home back to Godhead. There is no doubt about this. This is Om Ajnana Timirandas. So those who are less intelligent accept the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies as all in all. They do not know that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand one's own home, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives. Not being interested in the real home, they are illusioned and search after other homes. So in this chapter, Narada Muni as an expert preacher he is trying to enlighten King Prachina Parishat, who is a very pious, very religious person, but somewhere he has been misguided, and Narada Muni is trying to enlighten him, saying that what is the real goal of life, what is our real home, how we should not get entangled here, even in the name of so-called Vedic ritualistic activities. People get attracted to pious activities, morality, philanthropic activities, but how these are futile. They can at the most take you up to some higher planetary system, but the end result is you have to come back here. Not only that, the misery is there in all planets in this universe. I remember one devotee, one who came from some preaching abroad, we were very curious to know, so how is there everything? What is happening? So what is there? The problems is same. Whatever problems we have, they have also the same problem. Maybe it may appear that, you know, they are more opulent than us, but the problem is same. Thus here in this verse, how it is said about what is our real home. And another time there was one devotee who has been very struggling for some place to have his preaching activities. So you are shifting here, there, and finally he got some place. That is our permanent place. So devotee said, now you have got a permanent place. So he said, you mean this is permanent? This is also not permanent. This also we have to leave. So there is nothing permanent here. So our real home is what Prabhupada is saying is Golok Vrindavan. Many times Prabhupada will confront people. We have the address. We have the name of the person. We have his identification. And we know how to go there. Why don't you accept it? So simple. The philosophy is so simple. But in this age, we have our experience that how, because of routine passionate activities daily, we can see it, become so engrossed in our daily activities that there is no time to even think about that there must be. People are restless. Everyone is restless, want to go back. They want to go back home, isn't it? Once when I told one person that, you know, human life is very valuable, so he was very offended. What are you talking valuable? Just come with me in the train. You travel in a second class train, just see how we are packed like animals. Now one point is right what he's saying, that what is human life valuable? But who has done that? Who is responsible for this type of complication? So-called modern civilization. Obviously, so here Prabhupada is saying that so-called advancement, it is killing away even little sentiment or inclination what people have for some spirituality, to ask, inquire about, is destroyed. Why? Because you have to struggle so much. And in the end, when they reach home, you are so tired, you know. Who wants to listen to this? Who wants to know about, you know, what is spiritual world, and, you know, there is Golok Vrindavan, there is no death. I'm so tired. So this is what it is. You're so tired that you're not interested. We can see it. And those who are very comfortable, who are wealthy, they have everything, you try to preach them. Try to talk to them about, you know, there is a spiritual world. Has one lecture here saying, there is some mechanism inside, you know, there is some mechanism. They hear, but after some time, as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is saying, that after some time, they switch it off. It's a mechanism. Why? This is because of they are too much puffed up because of their false prestige. So when they hear, they're hearing, they're looking at you, they may be moving their head and you're talking to them, but they are not hearing. In the beginning they may hear, but one sentence, two sentences, then it doesn't appeal to you. What are you talking about, you know? What spiritual world? So this is how both whether someone who is struggling or rich, both of them are not interested, but people are restless, isn't it? Everyone is restless, and Prabhupada here is saying that they are actually looking for that real home, but in the wrong direction. Others, why is it that people from villages, they come to city for higher prospect in life, they come here, and people who are in the city, they want to go to US, and they think for higher prospect to US. And obviously, as it is said, that so-called material advancement, those who are in US, they are trying to go to the higher planets, because there must be something. Everyone is trying. So Prabhupada is saying that what is the use of so-called advancement? They may be advanced, but they still don't have any knowledge that there are planets beyond. What to speak about material planets? There are spiritual planets, Vaikuntha Lok. So this information or understanding we can get only through hearing from right authorities. There are three processes of acquiring knowledge. One is just see through your eyes and pratyaksha. You always are wrong. And second is anuman, you try to speculate. Maybe, may not be, yes. Still you are wrong. But the third one, 100% you are sure, that is what Prabhupada is speaking. There is no doubt. Fact, truth, reality. Not something whimsical, not something fanatical, not something sentimental. This is a fact, there is. And there is a process to go. So you are saying Prachina Barishat, somewhere he has got into all these type of ritualistic activities, and Narad Muni can see it, what is the end result of that. So he wants to enlighten him, bring him back. Prabhupada, very nice analogy he gives here. It's just like a space vehicle, even if it goes up in the sky, it may go far up, but finally it reads some resting place, right? It has to land somewhere. If it is not landing somewhere, how long can it go on? As soon as the fuel is over, it has to come back to again get refueled. So Prabhupada here is saying that what are these people talking about? You know, that planetary system, we are going high or advanced. But this is nothing new. It is already there. Interplanetary system going up and down is already there. Nothing new. It is already happening. But not in a very gross way. Not with some space vehicle. It's in a very subtle form. The soul is carried by the mind, the intelligence, the false ego, subtle form. It is carrying the soul. It may take them to higher planets, again, all the past activities, or it may bring them back to lower planets. Higher planets, lower planets, this way it's going on. So nothing surprising what he is saying, that why are you wasting? Human life is very valuable. Even if you go to higher planet, how long will you live? Even the Brahmaloka, you have to die. And you have to come back again. So don't waste your human life. Go back to the spiritual world. That is your constitutional position. That is your constitutional nature. Of course, when Prabhupada was talking to even devotees, his own initiated disciples, when moon landing, as Brahmanand Prabhu was saying, that one of the devotees developed doubt. Initiated he was. Prabhupada denied that impossible. They can't go in. So next day, devotee said, Prabhupada, so and so, he is going away, he is leaving the moment. So Prabhupada was very sad. So he said, fine, he can have doubts in me. But how can he have doubts in scriptures? Scriptures very clearly saying. So scriptures are Shabda Praman. So we accept that. And of course, under proper guidance, the process is followed. The result is sure. So I just remember in Srimad Bhagavatam, just to emphasize this point, that how ritualistic activities, of course here it is said about he was performing sacrifices, animal sacrifices, and he was very sure that what he was doing was right. This is the nature of material existence. Even in our devotional service, it is natural that many times we think what we are doing is right. Unless someone comes and shakes us up and, you know, really tells us that what you are doing is wrong, we think we are doing right, and we continue doing right, and this way years may pass off unless by some causeless mercy we are corrected. So similarly, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story about how even charitable person who performs charity, how it can be very futile and how it is dangerous and some mistake and you have to go down to the lower species. So this is a story about King Nriga. Nriga is Vivaswan. Vivaswan's son is Manu. Manu's son is Ikshvaku, and Ikshvaku's son is Nriga. So Nriga had received knowledge through parampara. King Nriga, he was so pious. Never in the history, you know, anyone was so charitable. And it's not that he used to do charity because of some name and fame. He was perfect. The right place, right person, right time. He would do charity only to brahmanas. And his charity, unbelievable. He would do thousands of cows would be given to brahmanas. So this way, thousands of brahmanas will come and we'll give them thousands of cows. And now these cows will not be ordinary cows. They'll be young, healthy, not more than one calf they have given, and their hoofs will be gold tipped, and their horn tips will be gold tipped, and the hoofs will be silver, and this way he will give. So much charity. But once it so happened that he gave one cow to one brahmana, but one cow from that brahmana, by mistake, it came back to his herd. He had lakhs of cows. And as usual, he gave many thousands of cows to another brahmana. So this cow, which was meant for that brahmana, came to the herd and then it went back to another brahmana. So the first brahmana came to know about that is my cow, I had received it. So he went to that brahmana, so that this cow, I had received it, so it's mine. So that brahmana said, I just received this cow now, so it is mine. So the matter was brought to King Nriga. Both of them are saying that. Now, Nriga was so well versed in scriptures that he knew all the scriptures well. He knew that if you steal a brahmana's property, then you go to hell. Then for 6 generations, the whole generation is ruined. It is said that even with some bad intention, someone touches the property of brahmana, his 3 generations will go to hell. So King Nriga was getting bewildered here. What should he do now? Because both of them are very adamant and they are sticking to their principles. So he fell at their feet, both the brahmanas. He said, please, for this one cow, I am willing to give you 10,000 cows, but give up this cow. But they said, no, this is the cow. So this way, King Nriga, even though his intention was never ever thought he was doing this charity, but there was a mistake. It was not his mistake really. But then in the course of time, the court of Yamraj said so many positive things, 1, 2, 3, so many things. But there is one negative. Actually, King Nriga was a devotee. So he said, what do you want? Do you want the good things, results of the good things or bad things? He says, King Nriga, what is good and bad? Wet stool and dry stool. Something good going to heavenly planet is just both are bondage. So he said, first I want the bad thing. So then you'll have to go to the lower species of life. So King Nriga, because of this mistake, he became a lizard. And of course we know the story that Yadus once one day went and they were thirsty. There was no water, but they saw the lizard. They went and told Krishna. Krishna came and stretched his left hand. He touched the lizard and the lizard got transformed back to King Nriga, and Nriga was very grateful and he went back to the heavenly planet. The point is that how even doing duties properly can be very dangerous because there is mistake. He was doing his duty properly. So that is why if there is duty is done, but if Krishna is not pleased, then it is futile. As your Suta Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, he is telling it to the sages in Naimisarinya, whatever position we may be in, Atha Pumbir Dvija Sreshta Varnashrama Vibhagasya Svanutistasya Dharmasya Sam Siddhir Haritoshana. Whatever occupation we may be doing, whatever caste we may be in, if those activities what we do is not pleasing Krishna, then it is or waste of time. But then there is one more nice story which says about what exactly is devotional service and bhakti, what is morality. What morality also is not important here. People get attracted to morality. This is a story related to Ramanujacharya. How Ramanujacharya once, when he was on the way to Tirupati, so he came near outskirts of one village and he had two disciples there. One was a rich man and one was poor. So he sent his disciples, go and check with the rich man, tell him I am coming. So these disciples very enthusiastically went and told the rich man, Ramanujacharya is coming for prasad. So the rich man became so excited, he became so enthusiastic, he started running here, there, making arrangements. The disciples came back and told Ramanujacharya that, well, everything is fine. Ramanujacharya asked them, what did he do to you? Oh, he was so engrossed hearing that you are coming, he forgot even us, so we had to come back. So Ramanujacharya said, I am not going there. He went to other disciple. Now this other disciple, Vardhacharya his name was. He was so poor. So when Ramanujacharya went, he had gone out for begging because there is nothing at home to eat. So his wife was there. She was very beautiful. She was a very chaste lady. When she saw her Guru Maharaj, Ramanujacharya coming, she didn't know what to do. So she invited him, then she said, please go and take bath in the river and then I will serve prasad. So Ramanujacharya went to take bath in the river. So she went to the kitchen and she checked, there was not single grain. So that time she remembered this merchant. There was this merchant. He was very lusty. Because she was very beautiful, he used to always send some feelers. He used to send jewelry, saris, money, just to tempt her that. But this lady was so chaste, she never ever looked at his face. She never even spoke to him. Because she was so satisfied with her husband, even though he was so poor, fully satisfied she was. But this day she thought, what is the use of my morality? If I can't serve my Guru Maharaj, he is coming and I have to serve. And husband is not there. He has gone out for begging with a ball. So she thought, what is the use of my morality? She went to the merchant. He said, see, I am in need of grains. You give me vegetables, grains, so, and I will fulfill your desire. Today in the evening I'll come. So this merchant was just waiting for this day, that when she will agree for his desire, she gave him all. So she prepared nice feast. Ramanujacharya came, he had feast. He was surprised, so much she prepared. And after some time her husband came with a begging bowl, and when he saw that so many things are prepared, he was shocked. So he took his wife inside and said, where did you get all these things from? She put her head down. She said, please forgive me. Then she said the truth. So when he heard the truth, his husband, he started jumping enthusiastically. How fortunate I am, have to have a wife like you. You are real chaste. You are chaste woman. Because the real enjoyer is Krishna. And to please Krishna's representative is real morality. So you are real chaste. So this is how he became so happy hearing that she even just wanted to give up her chastity just to please her. So Ramanujacharya also came to know about it, that this is how Lakshmi, her name was Lakshmi, that she had collected this bhoga. So he said, now you take this Mahaprasad. The Mahaprasad was whatever left. Go and give it to the merchant. So both husband and wife, they went and gave Mahaprasad to the merchant. The merchant was, he still had that lusty desire. His eyes was like just waiting. But once when he had this Mahaprasad, his heart got transformed. With the same eyes, he started seeing Lakshmi just like a child looks at his mother. And then he felt so embarrassed. He fell down at the feet. And he also took initiation from Ramanujacharya. At that time, Ramanujacharya and the merchant said, "Why you people are suffering? I am giving you all the wealth." Ramanujacharya also said, "Why don't you take this wealth?" So Vardhacharya said, "My lord, I am satisfied with whatever I have. Actually, he is poverty stricken, he has nothing. I am satisfied with whatever you have provided. But if I get wealth, then I'll become very attached and I'll become envious." So Ramanujacharya was so pleased with this understanding that he told him, he blessed him, "You remain as you are." He blessed him saying that this real bhakti, this is the real wealth. So we see this in these two cases, how one side it's a ritualistic activities and another end you see that it's morality. This is what pleases Krishna. Krishna is pleased when the spiritual master is served nicely. He is a representative. And that is the only way going back to that spiritual world. There is no other way. During Prabhupada's, there was one lady, she was niece of Subhas Chandra Bose. So she used to associate with devotees, ISKCON devotees. So once, after associating with ISKCON devotees, she realized that all these type of material benediction are not proper. But she had a guru before. Now this guru used to give her benediction, that you will get this, you will get that. Now there are, that is why it is said, a perfect master is the one who would not give any benediction which will cause harm. Like demigods are not perfect masters, because they are giving benediction to Hiranyakashipu. Like Brahma, he gave this benediction and he continued his sinful activities. So real master will not give. So she, when her guru came, she confronted him, said that, "Why are you giving all these type of benediction? See this Swami Prabhupada. What he does is he takes people who are very attached to materialistic activities. They are very attached. And then he transforms them to give up all material activities. This is real benediction. Not this," because she understood. So this really happened during Prabhupada. She used to glorify Prabhupada like that, and she had a guru. Of course, gurus sometimes they give benedictions so that they can have their following. The disciple is happy and he remains with me so that he can go and tell that so and so is my disciple. So he has to pacify. But a real guru is the one who will be always talking about how materialistic life, materialistic activities, they are the cause of suffering, they cause bondage. There is no happiness here. This is how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also glorifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this verse, a very famous verse which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, he came to teach us. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikshartam Eka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripambudir Yastham Aham Prapadhe. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is saying that I want to take complete shelter of this personality, the all merciful personality. Why is all merciful personality? Because he, non-different from Krishna, he has come to teach Vairagya, Vidya and Nija Bhakti. Vairagya from all materialistic activities. And he has given real knowledge. And Nija Bhakti, that is devotional service. I want to take complete shelter of this. So this is Prabhupada's greatness, that he also is carrying on this mercy. He went to the Western world, how he transformed people's heart. And how we ourselves are seeing that the living examples are their exalted souls. For last few days we have been having darshan of His Grace Radhanath Prabhu. I remember how when he was in the hospital, he's such in a one sense material point of view, such a miserable condition. But only a person who is really satisfied within can only accept this type of situation. His Holiness Dadanath Maharaj went to see him, and he saw him in that state. You know, his state is such a condition where who will think about, you know, that condition where you can't even move. And he was so enthusiastically on his cell phone, he was preaching to different centers, people were calling up for advice and he was giving instruction. So I remember Maharaj saying that, I would like to trade my consciousness with his consciousness. I would like his consciousness. So this is the greatness of that detachment which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught and Prabhupada is carrying forward, and obviously it's available to all of us, that if we follow this process, then that type of detachment, of course detachment from the body, then that's real satisfaction. Then all miserable situations in this life, in this, of course material nature means misery, they will not touch, they will not influence. And then he can go back to the spiritual world. As here in the last paragraph, Prabhupada is saying that how, this is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, that what is the real art of going back home. In Kali Yuga there is no qualification, there is so much anarthas. Just by chanting the holy name, by chanting the holy name, all those desires which are there in the mind, so many impressions of a past life, they get purged away. And in that pure state of consciousness, pure mind, Krishna conscious mind, it is assured that there is no doubt. Prabhupada, the last line he says, there is no doubt about this, that anyone who completely purifies his mind, his consciousness, he has to go back, he has to transcend all these planetary systems, all these material planetary systems, and he has to go back to the spiritual world. That is Krishna Lok. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments or any questions related to this, today's discussion? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.